He lets me.
Because you are God who delivers us, Lord. You are God who healed our diseases, Lord. You are God who set us free, Lord. You are God who gives us strength, O God. You are God who fills our souls with thy Holy Spirit, Lord. You are God who helped us in this dark master world, O living God, in this pilgrim pathway. You are the only one who can help us, Lord. Lord, we are grateful for you that you are our Heavenly Father. We say, blessed be thy name, Lord. Take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Righteous eternal Father, we just commit ourselves once again to your great holy hands, Father. Lord Jesus, in this little admonition, may you help all of us, Father. Lord Jesus, may something be said, Lord, that we part, O living God, Master, your help, your strength unto us this evening, Lord, to continue this pilgrim pathway, Lord. May you help us, Lord Jesus. He the sick and the afflicted, they the saints of God to higher heights, O living God. Restore the backsliders to the fellowship of the saints of the Almighty God. May you fill with the Holy Ghost and refill with the Holy Ghost, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is written in your word that you sent your word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Lord Jesus, may that be our portion once again this evening, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, in Savior. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. Help us at the time of prayer. Give us strength, Master, and anointing and inspiration to pray, Lord. And Master, give us faith to believe our prayers also, Father. Lord, at the end of this service, we have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. God bless you. You are welcome to the midweek prayer meeting as we quickly open our Bible to the book of Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. Well, because of this time, I don't know. We know the story anyway. So let's just read verse 40. Let's start from verse 48 to 50. Verse 48 to 50. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. God bless you. We want to look at this sermon our prophet preached in 1955, February, on the 27th in the evening of the same. He titled it, "The Healing of Jairus' Daughter." So it's not a new story before us. It's a story that we all know very well. Reciting the story is not a new thing, but I just want to read what the prophet said as he began the sermon. So wherever, at a good time, we'll stop. So 55:02-27, the healing of Jairus' daughter. Let's listen attentively to what the prophet said. At the beginning of the sermon, Brother Branham centered his thought on prayer. Paragraph 14. Okay, God bless you. We are speaking tonight of a miracle that taking place in the Bible. And as I turn just now, speaking of miracles, looking down, I see a little boy sitting here, a little polio victim with braces on his limbs. God grants that little child will be able to walk again without his braces. Here lays cots and a couple of wheelchairs sitting here tonight, two or three of them. We pray that God will empty this up tonight. Only believe, my dear beloved friends. Now remember, I could not heal you. I have nothing to heal with. But God, perhaps, is the only one that can heal you. I don't know what your trouble is, but surely, if God will come down in the world and then come down in the spirit and prove to you that he is here in the very principle that we are preaching, that the Holy Spirit is here, and we come and show you the same, and prove to you by the Bible that Jesus died, that you could be made whole. Accept it. Just believe it with all your heart. Don't make any difference how you feel. Just when down in your heart, you know that you are going to get well. Don't be afraid. Move right out. That is God speaking to you. That's what that life come out of the Son of God coming back, witnessing to your heart that he has accepted your faith in glory, and you have got to get well. Now we are speaking of a miracle taking place in the New Testament, the healing of Jairus' daughter, a little priest at the temple. Wonderful lesson if we just had a time to speak on it a while. Just precious, just preview us to this chapter. We find one place there where the Son of God spent so much time in prayer, and if Jesus had to spend much time in prayer to stay in fellowship with the Spirit that was in him, how much more do you and I have to spend in prayer? Much time in prayer. If you only knew what time in prayer meant. Sometimes when you are in prayer, God changes the complete destination of different things that is going to happen. Do you believe that? Might be something fixing to happen, and your prayer could change the whole situation. Where you say, if God knows it, just going to happen, what would my prayer do? You remember when he stood there looking out upon the harvest, he said he was the Lord of the harvest. He said, "The harvest is ripe, and the laborers are but few. Pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he will send laborers into his harvest." In other words, Pray to me that I will send laborers into my harvest, which I'm just telling you is such a needy thing. But part of it lays in human strength. Do you believe that the kingdom of God lays within the human being? Now, Jesus said in one place, I am the vine, ye are the branches. The vine can't bear fruit. The branches in the vine bears fruit. God cannot bear fruit of himself. Is God to take the church? Is that right? Is God to take you branches to bear fruit? And when you branches are yielded to the vine, then fruit comes forth. So what I mean, God wants your hands. He wants your eyes. He wants your tongue. Your tongue wants your lips. Wants your hair. Wants your hands and feet. So it can bring forth fruit through you. Now Jesus put more time in prayer. One day, he told his disciples, he said, now cross over to the other side. He sent them away while he went up in the mountain to pray. While he was up there alone, really, a storm coming up. I believe if had been the disciples and had said, I know he told us to go over, but I believe I will just wait till he comes and goes along. I will lie for him to be along in this case. Don't you? So we see him now going up into the mountain to pray. The disciples thrust out into the sea and pick up their horse, and their little ships sailed, and their little ships sailed, went up, and away they started, walking across the other side where Jesus was to meet them on the other side. Then, going in the absence of the Holy Spirit or Christ, then in visible form, on the road over, trouble setting. And usually, if you start anywhere without Christ, trouble is on his road. So just as soon as the devil sees you out of fellowship with Christ, right then he will set out for you as hard as he can. Just as soon as he sees you away from prayer, away from consecration, Satan will catch you right then if he possibly can. You know, one night when Billy Paul, here my boy, he was a little bitty fellow, and we were living in a little two-room cabin. And my wife had put this floor wax on the linoleum on the floor, and it was really slick on the floor. And we had an old bucket out in the other room, the kitchen, the two rooms. And we were sleeping in the front room. And the next room was the kitchen. And the bucket of water set out there, the dipper. And so he woke up and he said, Daddy, and I said, what, a little bitty fellow? He said, I want a drink. And I said, well, oh, I was so tired, and my, I had walked through the patrolling. I said, honey, could you go get a drink there just inside the door? He said, Daddy, come go with me. And I said, oh, there is nothing will hurt you, honey. Just go inside the room. He said, Daddy, I'm afraid to go, lest you go with me. I thought, poor little fellow. That's right, God. I'm afraid to go too, lest you go with me. Father, I know that it's all right. You ordained ministers to go preach the gospel. But if you don't go with me, I'm afraid. You come go with me. So I got up and felt around, got him by the hand, and started through the room. And just as we started through the room, she had one of these little rocks lying in there, and the little fellow slipped and would have pitched right forward on his face if I didn't have a hold of his hand, and I heard him pop. like that to keep him from smashing right down on his face. I thought, truly God, that's right. Just hold my hands in these deeply dark places and things while I'm searching for the water of life. You just hold my hand as I move along. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? I also want God to hold my hands because I cannot move by myself alone. I will stumble and fall. But if God is with me, I have the assurance that I will say true. Praise the Lord. Jesus then went up. The disciple went away without Christ. Jesus went up on the mountain alone to pray. There was a battle to be fought just across the other side. Him being the king of all prophets, the son of God, virgin born, knowing what the Father would have him do. He knew, felt the pressure of that battle coming. So he got up in the mountains alone to pray. That's the way. And when he was praying, he looked down upon the sea. As the sun was going down, the winds was contrary, and the little old boat twisting and flipping around, just about to go under. They were scared. The little old ship filling up. They were quarreling with all they had in them. And they happened to look along about that. And here comes a man walking on the waters, going on and past them. Maybe he was they think he was going away from them, or he will pass them. He could get over all right. So here he comes walking past them, and they got scared and thought they have seen something, a spirit. What will you say today? Something spooky. Here comes a man walking on the water, walking by them, and they were scared and were troubled. Here is the point. The only thing that could help them, they were scared of it. And that is about the way it is in today. When God comes down in an old-fashioned Holy Spirit, God sent revival, people are born again of the Spirit of God, and people are being healed, and signs and wonders, the Holy Ghost comes in and move over the audience, shows supernatural signs. The people go out and say, not for me. That is mental telepathy. That's the devil. I'm afraid of that. The only thing that can help you, they become scared of it. So Jesus said, don't be afraid. It is high. It is me. Just open up your heart. Just open up your heart today when he begins to move over the audience and see if he don't say, don't be afraid. This is me. I am your Savior. I come to heal you. Just believe it, and I will even speak to you. Amen. See it. Just believe it. Only belief is the only thing you have to do. Now we see him crossing the water. Had just left another side where a great revival could have took place over in Gadara. But instead of the revival taking place, the people didn't want no revival. See, if you don't want Christ, he won't push himself on you. He certainly won't. You have to want him first. Blessed are they that hunger and do thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. That is it. When you hunger, even a blessing is hunger and thirst for righteousness. Praise the Lord. Now watch what he did. He crossed that entire sea to go over on the other side to save one man that really was wanting to see him come, and he was a maniac of Gadara. The maniac run out, being demon possessed. Here comes all the preachers out and look at him. Said, we don't want no such a thing around here. Cast out devil. Why? It's cost us a whole herd of ox. We can't have any revival. They prefer their business. They prefer their their hearts to having Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. May that never be our portion. And it can never be the portion of a child of God. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that he sent his word, and he did what? And he led them and delivered them from their destruction. Let's read that scripture. That is Psalm 107 verse 20. Psalm 107 verse 20. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Praise the Lord. Of course, we know in Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah 53 verse 5. Let's read from verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our face from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. Praise the Lord. Brabram has taught us that is what we should put our name inside it. That is what he taught us. We should do what? Put our name inside it. Is it the promise of God? Do God keep his word? Do God keep his promise? He said we should put our name inside it. Where we should put our name inside it? Then he taught us that it will come to what? It will come from our mental, then this come to our heart. And God will take control of that. And make our body subject to what? Our confession. Praise the Lord. Last Sunday we were talking along this line at Bakatari. You see, all diseases, Abraham taught us, the Bible taught us, the Lord Jesus Christ taught us, is what? They are demons. And what do they do? The demons multiply. When they break into our body, through whichever means, they either grow or they multiply. That's what they do. They either, and it is a lie. A demon has a lie. That demon, if it is tumor, if it is cancer, it will grow. If it is malaria, it multiplies. It multiplies itself. And until, and they are doing what? They are eating our life. What Brother Brown said, what the medical does is that they will, if it is cancer, they will cut it off. Brother Brown said, if they leave a small cell out of that thing, it is from there continue to grow. Until they cut it completely off, that is when that problem is solved. That is what the medical doctor will do. But if it is divine healing, what will divine healing do? It will call out the life. Call out what? The life of that disease. And when the life of that disease is called out, it dies. And what it is left is what? It is the stump of that disease. And Brother Brown then taught us that it is just like when an animal, a dog is run over on the street. What happens to it? It initially to shrink. That is when we feel that, oh, thank God. The prayer of faith has saved me. I am healed. Then what happened after that? That animal, if it is left there, it starts swelling. It starts swelling. It starts swelling. Until it busts. Now, as it starts swelling, Rabban taught us that sickness will be worse. Praise the Lord. That sickness will be, it seems as if you are not healed. you will have more symptoms of that disease, but the life is out. Then Brother Branham taught us that if you continue to confess, you are healed. If the strong man of the house, which is faith, if he continue to stand there, that demon cannot come back. Praise the Lord. But if we doubt and we say, I am not healed. The minister did not pray well. I am not healed. Brahman said, as faith took off that the life of that disease, that is how doubt or unbelief will do what? Bring it back. May God help us. That is the principle of divine healing that Brahman taught us. And this is not a young church. This is a mature church. And every one of us should know the principle by which God heals us. When we are prayed for, when we are prayed for in this place, according to the word of the Lord, we are healed. Praise the Lord. What divine healing does is that call out, rebuke the demon, that devil. And when that devil is rebuked, is healed, the storm of that disease will still be there. And it can still trouble us. But once we continue to confess, we continue to claim that healing, then that healing will come to perfect manifestation. Praise the Lord. It is not more than that. It is as simple as that. It is our confession. The Bible says that they conquered the dragon. By what? By the blood of the Lamb. And what? The words of their testimony. May God help us. No. There is nobody, there is no other, there is no power that can conquer Satan, that can destroy demon, other than that name, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is by the blood that he shed on the cross of Calvary that he conquered the devil. Remember, the Bible says that when Satan fought in heaven, what happened? It was Michael and his angel that did what? That cast him down. And we know that same Michael came here on earth and destroyed his works. Because the Bible says he was mad for this purpose. The Son of God was what? Manifested. That he might do what? Destroy the works of the devil. And the Bible says, having spoiled what? Principalities and power. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. That same Michael, the Lord Jesus Christ, came down on earth in human flesh to destroy the works of the devil. And no other power can destroy the works of the devil apart from that name, apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. That is the principle of healing. That is what our Lord and our prophet taught us. All demons are devils. And there is power. The church is given the power to do what? To cast out devils. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall do what? They shall cast out devils. Speak with new tongues. Take up serpents. If they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and the sick shall do what? Shall recover. The sick may recover. Is that what he said? The seed of God shall recover. Praise the Lord. You see, then Brother Branham taught us before we close. He taught us that if we believe mentally that this is the word of the Lord, this is what the Lord said, and I believe it mentally, but in my subconscious, I'm doubting it, it will not take effect. But when it goes down to my subconscious, and I see in my subconscious, I still maintain that I am healed. God has healed me. He has delivered me. He has set me free. There is no way that will not happen. Praise the Lord. Mental conception, our subconscious. If they are contrary to each other, nothing will happen. But when the same, when the two agree with each other, that is faith taking a hold. Praise God. God bless you. This little we can take this evening. God's prayer in our lives will continue another time. Let us bow down our hearts.
You are the Lord that he led me. Oh, you are the Lord. Oh, my healer. Oh, you say.
Whatever your request is, remember the Lord Jesus is here. He made the promise that where two or three are gathered in his name, there he will be in their midst. And we have been taught that staying longer in prayer means a lot. And God can, by prayer, avert any evil, any plans of the enemy concerning our lives. What will have been ordained to happen? If we pray to the Lord of the harvest, if we pray to the one that asks us to pray, God can avert any plans of the enemy. Any evil determined, God can avert it. So that same God is still here to hear our humble cry. Even when God said the Lord went to a man that he should set his house in order, that he's going to die. When he turned his face to the wall and cried unto the Lord, God heard his prayer and did what? And gave him 15 more years to live. And yet, last Wednesday, we read about that sister also, that thus said the Lord went unto her and said, she's going to die. But for standing for the Lord, for standing for what she knew to be the right, the sentence was changed that she will live. So God is still the same. We are still serving the same God of our prophet. Let's pray and commit ourselves unto him. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. If you have any need and you want his servant to pray for you, why don't you raise up your hand while I ask his servant to pray for us?
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you very much for your word that has gone forth. Master, we are grateful unto you because this battle never even started here on earth, it started in heaven. Lord, and in heaven, you defeated the devil. Lord, when it came to this earth, and the battle of angels has become the battle of men, Lord Jesus, you have also been defeating the devil. And your prophet had told us, O God of heaven and earth, that when, Lord, you were in your great temptation here on earth, that you did not use your power, neither did you use your reputation, you used the weapon, which is your word. O God of mercy, and that is the weapon you are giving unto us, your children, to use at every point in time. Savior divine, Lord, with that weapon, there is nothing that cannot be defeated. Master Jesus, we want to ask, Lord, that this weapon you are giving unto us, may we not take it lightly, Heavenly Father. The grace, the ability, the strength, the revelation to use it at every point in time, give to every one of us, Father. We pray, dear Master God of heaven and earth, that Lord, that's why you have told us in your word that we should let your word dwell richly in our heart. Lord, because we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but we are fighting against the devil's spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, gracious eternal Father, and the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal. Say that they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Eternal Father, may you help us with this weapon you are giving unto us to hold it high, O Father, in our heart at all time, to be able to reply the devil anytime he comes with anything, Father. Let he be King of glory. Lord Jesus, whatsoever desire and request we have in our heart, Lord, as your children have lifted their hands to signify those requests, thou knowest, O living God. Since you have told us how to overcome, your word said that your prophet said it does not matter what we need to overcome. Give unto us, every one of us, O Father, the grace, Lord, that we're able to apply these things, Lord, of how to overcome the devil, how to teach Satan in every situation. Your word said that when the enemy shall come in like a flood, your spirit will be present to lift up a standard against him. Whichever way the devil comes in, may your grace stand for every one of us, Father, to be able to withstand the devil with this word, Lord. Thank you, dear Father. Lord, may we never lose confidence in this weapon, Father. Thank you, righteous Father. Give to every one of us what we have need of tonight, Lord. That will leave this place victorious, happy, Lord, just jubilating in your liberty. Blessed be your wonderful name. Your servant you have used to bring your word unto us, virtue has left him. We pray you will recall him and let all the honor of his ministry. Be with us as we continue the rest of the service in the prayer session. May nobody slip off. May we not wander away. May we pray as we come and sense, Lord, that you might lift your presence with happiness and joy. Thank you, Father. Those that came to the altar definitely have a reason for it. And you say, there is no one that come to me that will ever cast out. Grant to them their desires. Meet them at the point of their knees. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
I believe God. I believe God, it shall be done, even as he said. Trust and obey, look up and say, I believe God.
Do you believe God?
Serious ways, your wonders to perform. And once we commit our desires and our needs unto you, how you are going to do it is your own business. We thank you that we have you as our burden bearer. Lord, we have come tonight after hearing your word that stirred our faith. Lord, to know, O God, that there is no situation that is beyond hope. Because at the very time when Jairus have gotten to the source of his solution to the case of the daughter, Lord, the devil came to let him know that your case has gone beyond hope. But Lord, you turned to him and told him that if you only believe. And when he believed and took you at your word and followed you, he told the people there that, why are you making so much noise? Said, the daughter is not dead, is only sleeping. They even laughed him off. But in a few minutes, you prove your word. We are so grateful unto you. This is what we have been doing since the world began. We thank you very much. We are happy to serve such a God that has solution to every problem, that has answer to every question. We bless your wonderful name. Thank you for all you have done for us. Thank you for the testimonies that we have. Thank you for the things you are doing. Thank you for what we know you will do. We are grateful unto you. We have had the privilege tonight to present, O God, unto you, Lord, request, both the ones we have been asking before and the ones we have afresh. But because we have this confidence and assurance that when you hear, you walk upon it and you give us answers to our requests. Once again tonight, we want to just ask for one thing, that you increase our faith. Lord Jesus, take away doubt, take away dull-mindedness, take away fear, take away uncertainty. Help us to hold to your unchanging hand more than ever before. As Lord, the situation of things here and there get tougher, our God is stronger and is bigger than anything. Lord, you have given unto us the greatest weapon. That is your word, Lord. May we not, Lord, hold this weapon with hands of levity. May we hold it with faith. May we hold it with assurance, knowing that our God is not a disappointment. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Thank you for joining us with your servant on his trip. Lord, being with him, protecting him, healing him when he was sick, Lord, strengthening him when he was weak, making use of the gift you put in him to strengthen your people, Lord, to bring, Lord, deliverance and salvation and Holy Ghost baptism, all that you wrought among the people. May the blessings be permanent. May you uphold those people, Heavenly Father, and help them, Lord. Your servant, Bramontayo, continue to be his strength and his encouragement. Lord Jesus, when you send a man, you equip him, O Father. May you equip your servant, Lord. May you take care of him, Heavenly Father. May his faith anchor your word at all times. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Lord, we want to thank you for all the requests we have placed before you tonight. We are sure that you have answered. We bless your holy name. As we go home, may we go with expectation. May we go with assurance that every answer will come to our request. Thank you, eternal Father. Once again, bless your servant that you have made use of tonight. Lord, to bless your people. May you bless him in return. Lift up the honor of his ministry. Dear God, we pray, dear God of heaven, that you will, Lord, prepare him for the next time that he will come, O God, before your children. Lord, for still greater blessing, Father. There is always more to it, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Very soon, we'll dismiss and go back to our homes. You brought us safely tonight. May your grace take us home safely. Protect us on the highway and the byways, Father. Give us a wonderful night rest. The rest of the week is your hand. May we enjoy every second, every minute, every hour, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your Lord. We believe you have healed the sick tonight and the afflicted. We believe you have strengthened the weak ones. We believe you have met us at the point of our needs. As we go with this blessing, may your joy fill our heart, Father. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. By the time we will meet here physically on Sunday, may we come with greater expectation. May we come with joy and gladness. May we come, O living God, expecting your presence in our midst, Lord. Prepare all of us, Heavenly Father. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We thank the Lord for the privilege to be in church tonight. And we welcome the evangelist from his trip. God bless you, sir. God bless you. You are welcome, sir. Yeah. And Timbra Joseph also came on Monday. He was in Taranto on Sunday. He was in Benin. God bless you, Brother Joseph. You are welcome. And we that went to, of course, we come together, like I said, I was, we have come, but my body has not yet arrived. I think I can say that it has arrived now. The body has arrived. That Sunday, I was just looking, the whole thing was just looking gloom in my eyes. I can't see clear, honestly. I just, this thing, let somebody fall down. I have to advise myself. God bless you. Thank you for your prayers. For us, we appreciate every bit of it. This is greetings through the evangelist. I bring greetings from Pastors Godwin and of Ure, Pastor Theophilus of Uzeba, and Pastor Montayo of Auchi. Thanks. This is from Evangelist Babolala. I want to thank the sister that gave the ministers more on Sunday. God bless you, sister. We appreciate it. And the one that gave drink to everybody also. God bless you. I want to say this on the request we are praying about concerning the corpus with trousers. As of now, Because there is a judgment, no one minister single-handedly employ a lawyer about this case. And the lawyer fought a particular case of this trouser matter, and the judgment was delivered in the favor of the sister, and the NYC did not appeal to the expiration time that appeal could be. No, when the judgment is passed, There's a period of time you can appeal. When that time elapses, the judgment stands. Except a fresh case is instituted. So as of now, that judgment subsists that they cannot victimize any sister that is going to serve with skirt. Only that don't go and turn their trouser to skirt. You go and buy your own material and sew. When they ask for their trousers, give them their trousers. Now, if anybody goes to serve, when you arrive at the camp with your own kit and things like that, if they bring up this thing, even when you are even to go, there's a group that is created that you can. Just bring your name and details. You'll be in that group. And then anything that happens, the lawyer will be informed. And then the lawyer will talk to them. And once they see that there's a judgment on it, they close their mouths. That is what will be in force until there is another suit, maybe from the NYC. So, what they normally used to have against the sisters serving is that they will say that they signed. Because in that agreement, whatever they asked to sign for the NYC, there is a clause there that said that you are going to wear the thing and whatever like that. So that's what they used against them. Nevertheless, all this thing was dealt with in the case. So, if you want to go, Let us know, then you follow that until any other suit comes up. They will have to keep quiet. And if another whatever, we also see it together too. I believe that this level is answer to the prayers that we have been praying before. And so, the Lord bless you. Shall we rise?
Jesus, I never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I never forget
He has done so much for us.